11, 10, 9. We have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and anything else our host wants to talk about. Neil Smith is the Vice President of Social Media and Innovation at Dunham & Company, lives in Texas, loves the Spurs, and exploring the world with his family. Jay Cranda is the online pastor at Saddleback Church, lives in California, loves the Lakers and drinking black cold brew coffee, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMC Podcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, and I am joined by my daughters and cousins and sister in the background. So you will hear some noises. I'm here visiting my sister in Houston, Texas. So I apologize for any background noise you might hear. But I'm also joined by my good friend, Jay Cranda. Jay, welcome to
the podcast. I was like, I'm not your daughter. I was like, I don't know where you started that. I don't know, but I feel like I wanna pin something to that board you got in the back of you.
Right? Yeah, it's beautiful. So I'm in the Sacred Holiday, sacredholidays.com.
Sister.
I'm in the Sacred Holidays headquarters right now. This is her home office. We're all Sacred Holidays. Books are written and materials are created and shipped off. They have over 5,000 people going through Sacred Holidays this year. So I'm excited for my sister. And they were able to send off 1,500 books to prison inmates in the Texas area. Wow. It's pretty cool, the work she's doing. So I'm a proud brother. Excited to hear. So let's talk about, we're wrapping up the year. This is the end of 2016. This is our last podcast in 2016. We've learned a ton and we're having a blast, and we've already shared we've got exciting plans for 2017. But let's look back personally, yeah. Professionally, and in the world of social media. What are some highlights for you as you look back on 2016?
Yeah, it was there's a lot of different highlights for me for sure, but I think the biggest thing that we've had with us, I'm going to just say with my job, just with online ministry, there's been this real growth of doing meetups, local meetups through, yep. So going online to offline, starting meetups in different areas,
yep.
Having these couple areas blossom into larger gatherings. And yep. So actually this, by the time this goes up this weekend, I'm doing a Christmas gathering up in San Francisco. So I'm flying up tomorrow. And by the time this airs, it would have already happened. But like that has been a lot of people within organizations, you think for a long time, is this possible? And we've had this kind of this fruition of like, okay, this is happening. This has been good. And so, and I launched my new, course, a couple weeks ago. And so that was like kind of something that I have been thinking and dreaming of for a long time of like, okay, here's the top to the bottom of the funnel and taking all these learnings over the last, 5 to 6 years in online ministry. And so it's big.
What's the name of the course? Where can people get it?
Yeah, so it's on jcranda.com. Yep. It's free, 60-minute course. It's 5 parts of doing church online, and so, but it's very much like the full strategy of doing ads, who you're targeting, and then going to an offline, and how a church can use that. So, just a lot of one of those years you're kind of like, wow, it's really encouraging to see what God. Not you don't always get to see the fruit of your labor immediately. Yeah. And so that it's been one of the years. How about for you?
Well, I think that just to piggyback on what you just shared is you have led the conversation. And you and I have both been a part of this online church conversation for the last probably 5 years together, of where's this all going? And I would say this year was this massive shift that you've led in the conversation of online to offline. And you've said that for a while, but I would say it's really coming to fruition. And I would say you've also established a model that other people are beginning to use as well. And we're seeing it. I mean, we're in conversations with folks all over the world who are, how do we take this online experience? We believe there's a missing piece to this. And honestly, it's going back to the old biblical days of kind of this house church model,
yeah.
Where people are gathering in smaller groups where, you know, the reason people kind of come to build, I mean, even as you just philosophically, why people started coming to bigger buildings and these gathering spaces in their community, and even in the urbanization of America, what will that look like here in America, but then even beyond America, it's philosophizing around the church is in the history of the church and where it has come, but then where it's going and how the internet plays into that, it can hurt your head sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what God has done through online church and churches going into this space. But I think it's really amazing about, I think, where it's now maturing to. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm so thrilled about what you're doing and watching that. And then you and I getting to be a part of some conversations we can't even talk about here on the podcast. But just knowing that that's happening. And I'll tell you, I'm having, as a consultant, I'm having more requests about online church than anything else I do, including social media. Which is my core role, is helping ministers on social media. Every church is trying to figure out, how does this online thing work? Is it different than a broadcast ministry? And where are we really trying to take people? So I love that conversation. A few things that I want to touch on is, I mean, a lot of big things happen, but out of that, I would say the technology that's really driving that from our perspective are TV apps.
It's
people gathering in smaller clusters to experience a worship experience or discipleship experience. So we're seeing TV apps used so much for small groups now as well. And so we started tvapp.church. It has been quite a ride this year of starting a company, building technology. I mean, you and I are not developers, you know, working with developers, working with designers, even learning how to sell. We are not salesmen. We are pastors and getting it out there. And so now we've got, you know, a couple dozen TV apps now out there on, you know, on TVs, furthering ministries. And I think by the end of 2017, we'll probably have a couple hundred.
Who thought you would be like, you've submitted an app to Apple. I've submitted to Amazon Fire and to Roku. Like, that doesn't even.
Yeah. I've downloaded source code and uploaded it to the
Xcode.
I still don't even know. Exactly what I did. But you and I are doing things that we'd never dream possible. It's been an incredible ride. But I do want to feature that of like, go to tvapp.church. If you're not familiar, check out what's being done there in your church. I mean, you and I had a conversation about a year ago or less than a year ago of, man, we want to make TV apps for churches that are affordable, that are flexible, that are powerful. And we want to be, you know, we don't want it to be like the church gets seconds to the world. We want the best TV app, for churches and for ministries. And I believe we've created that. And I believe we're still just even scratching the surface of what's possible through the technology. So I'm so thrilled about that in the online church conversation. A couple things else that have happened to me personally is I started online church 5.5 years ago. I'm shedding a tear. I've transitioned out of my role at Community Bible Church into a full-time consulting role at Dunham & Company. I moved from New York to Dallas.
Did they have to take your pastoral collar from you? Like, did they take
it? So I'm actually in Houston. I'm doing a wedding. So I still am an ordained pastor. And I still consider myself a pastor who happens to do business work, you know, for ministries. I don't know that I'll ever change that. And at the end of the day, I'm getting to do more ministry work because I'm working with more ministries. But I'll tell you, Jay, it is difficult for me though, because I birthed online church. And I have always had a ministry that I owned, and now I have a bunch of ministries that I support. And I own that I support them, I guess, in that role, but it's not the same. And it's tough. And I would say if there's anything I own, it's now TV app. And so what we do, serving churches through TV apps, and then getting to come alongside and consult. So it has been an emotionally challenging season in that transition, but it has also been exhilarating, the learning that I've had. And I would say, as I get excited about the future of that, with Dunham Company and together with you with TV app, And then you and I also, you talked about the course you just launched on your side, but we put out several courses in 2016. You want to talk about those?
Yeah. The Social Media Church University courses. Yeah. The basic course, a Snapchat course.
Yep.
And it's just so funny, even since we launched that Snapchat course, I mean, it's an introduction to how to navigate around, but even since then they've updated a bunch of stuff on there, which is funny how quick.
Yep.
So just taking those learnings of how to leverage social media wisely.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key. And I know, Niels, you do this at Dunham, but it's like, okay, yeah, you got a bunch of these tools, you got a bunch of these platforms, but like, here's the way you think about, here's your approach to be strategic and how do you get your vision of your church or your ministry across and what platforms, where do you start? Don't get overburdened all at once, pick them. And so that was a great learning. We want to thank, there's tons of, a couple hundred people that went through all those, and it was a very encouraging. Thank you for doing that. It was fun. We heard a lot of good feedback from people. I was thinking about, I'm trying to think, I always don't know what I can share and don't share. Like, I mean, my brain is always like in a filter, but anyways, you go.
Well, I'll say we also launched online church leaders, onlinechurchleaders.com and she's got online church course on socialmediachurch.university. But that's a free course that we had launched previously about 3 years ago. We moved it onto Social Media Church University. I think I saw, Jay, that we've had 600 more people go through it since we moved it over to Social Media Church University. So we're grateful for everyone that's gone through that. And just, I mean, I get, you know, in all the conversations we have, and I shared this earlier, I get so excited more than anything, probably about the online church conversation that's happening, that's morphing, that's developing and maturing in the life of the church. I think as I look ahead to 2017, I would say I cannot wait to see how online church conversation develops and goes to the next level. I would say what developed in 2016 was the philosophy, and this is my perspective in the overall conversation, but the philosophy that you just shared of online to offline, and basically, because it was always like, man, we need to get people online and start reaching people online, and then it's like, now what do we do with them? And you really, I think, really developed this kind of organic small group gathering experience that really connects people in a face-to-face community out of online, which makes so much sense when you think about even online dating or many other online experiences, but the church had not yet done that. I would say what I anticipated 2017 is really a maturing of the technologies around that philosophy, and I think that's where TV app comes alongside. I think the Church Online platform is really doing some great things and what they're doing with virtual reality as well, and how they're really maturing their platform. They've integrated Facebook in a new way. And just for follow-up, I think database technologies that align with that are going to be really important and critical.
So you are, your head is always in the future, and sometimes I'm always trying to pull you back to the present. come back here. I would consider you somebody who's always looking forward, even, so like, what are your predictions for 2017? What are some things that stand out for you?
Yeah. I mean, I think when it comes to social media, I think live video it was a big deal in 2016. I think it's going to be an even bigger deal in 2017. I just watched Gary Vaynerchuk live on Instagram for the first time. There's the first live video I saw on Instagram.
You're going to snub Kenny? Our friend Kenny Jang, you did not watch his live video.
He went live? I didn't see it.
That's man. He probably doesn't even listen to this since
He's probably too big for us at this point.
He's
a big deal. He's a big deal. That's awesome. Way to go, Kenny, being on the early. So Gary Vee was the first one I've seen on there. I think it's going to be a big deal. I would say a couple of, so live video will continue to grow. I think out of that, Facebook is going to be launching Facebook TV is my prediction. I don't think they're going to launch hardware. There's some rumors of hardware. I think they're more going to just integrate apps into the ecosystem that exists with Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and Roku. And they will highly integrate Facebook Live into those experiences. So I think that's where kind of live and TVs are going to become a bigger experience when it comes to the social space. And then you and I have this conversation over and over again, but I think virtual reality, this is the year for virtual reality becoming more of a norm. I'm looking at so many different cameras out there right now where virtual reality is going to become just more commonplace. And so
the Samsung Christmas commercials, I don't even know if you watch normal TV, but cable, because you're so internet.
What's this cable thing?
I know.
I actually had to get it in Dallas. Our antenna didn't work in Dallas. We have cable now.
I'm waiting for the whole DVR thing to come to online, because that's besides point. Samsung's doing these heavy Christmas commercials of their VR.
Yeah,
it's just normal people, and they are so human. like it humanizes the whole thing. Like one, my wife might laugh at it because he puts it on. He's like, oh, there's that. And he's like laughing, and it just like, you see it already. Like it's normalizing. And I think there's some very practical ways of just hearing. And I'm somebody who has an Xbox. I've been a Microsoft Xbox guy just forever because of Halo. And I'm like, I really want PlayStation because they have a VR mode, and Xbox's Scorpion thing that they've been developing isn't out yet. And I'm like, man, I would totally buy that because I just want to be able, and I'm just thinking it would be a cool thing. And I'm like, I'm kind of bored with, like, I don't play a lot of games, but I'm like, I would do a VR thing totally. Like, that would be a next level.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's going to be interesting with social and what does this all look like? You know, a couple other trends that are interesting. I think face-to-face conversations are going to almost become more normal than phone conversations. So I expect, you know, Facebook has now integrated group video conferencing into Messenger. That's an interesting development. You just had the new app that I'm seeing all over the place right now. That Meerkat put out there about you know, kind of group hangouts.
Slack just integrated video.
Did they?
Interesting. Yeah, they just released it.
So I think video conferencing, and I think that's going to integrate with TVs quite a bit. So I think video conferencing and social will become a big part of 2017. Just more normal, you know. Like right now, I think it's still kind of like, oh, we FaceTime. It used to be, oh, we Skype. We call each other, and we don't even call it video. We just assume we're going to talk face to face.
I'm always surprised that people don't use Zoom more. Like, I'm like, I was just talking to somebody because Blue Jeans is a very popular video one that I know what, like, I think they got in a little bit before Zoom, but there's a lot of people leaving that and coming to Zoom. And it's like, yeah, I definitely agree. I think this is becoming way more normal and a lot easier. I still hate to death Skype, and I hope Skype dies a bloody death.
So let's talk about deaths
a little bit. Game of Thrones style. Just
I think 2017 is the year that officially Google will hang up Google Plus. It's still out there. I mean, it's like, why? I don't know why. I think they will officially, like, okay, we're going to admit our fail here and quit.
Justin Storm!
and then I think this is my prediction. This is my bold prediction here. Well, I got two bold predictions in the world of social media from a platform standpoint. I think Twitter will see I think it will be sold and see a resurgence in 2017. I'm a big Jack Dorsey fan, but I think it needs new leadership to come to the next level.
He already saying he spends more time at Square now, whatever.
Yeah. I think he's not fully there. I think they need a president or CEO that is fully there.
I love you, Twitter. I love you. Do not go anywhere. You have my heart.
Yeah, but I think they're going to just really scale up, just do some really creative things, and they're going to start developing faster. That's a prediction. I would love to see Google acquire Twitter. I think that's an acquisition I would love to see. Or potentially Amazon, and Amazon to become more social through Twitter. But because Twitter has really shifted to news, I think there's just some
other... That just made me throw up. Amazon acquired Twitter?
I think it could be an interesting integration because Facebook is going so far in with Marketplace, and I could see Twitter.
Just there. Amazon sell things. Just sell things. Don't worry about people. And
we'll see. They create good hardware too, though. I mean, you can get an Amazon tablet for like $40, and it's good. It's really good. And the Amazon Echo and the Amazon
their new Amazon they just
Fire TV is awesome.
Yeah, they just updated their Fire TV look, and it's nice. It's
better than the others, to be honest. Now, well, I say it's better. Apple is easier to use, but I really like Amazon's interface.
Well, one of the most compelling things is how they integrated their Amazon Video right into the main thing.
Yep.
So, like, you're just searching, and that I was actually kind of confused because I was like, oh, I thought, why? Because, like, on Xbox, there's an Amazon Video app.
Yeah.
Which seems really old language for there. But on the Amazon Fire, and they don't have app. They don't have an Amazon Video app on Apple. Yep. Or I think they might have it on Roku, but it's like a direct, like, we're not going to compete.
Right.
But it's integrated into just your videos. And I'm like, oh, wow, I can see deep integration being, and then, you know, obviously curation being a super powerful thing within this app.
Yeah. So here's my last prediction is I think that in 2016, I would say the social network of 2016 was Instagram. Instagram had the most momentum of 2016, as far as growth, stability, maturing, shifting, all of that. Facebook, obviously, was still the largest by far. I think 2017, Snapchat will beat Instagram. I think a lot of people have seen Instagram stories kind of seeming to stop on Snapchat. I think that Snapchat is, but they still haven't slowed down with all of that. It just has, I think, increased in popularity of Instagram. I think Snapchat, though, is going to continue to grow in 2017 and see its biggest growth in 2017. That's my prediction. Snapchat will beat Instagram in 2017. What? Some of your predictions or opinions on my predictions.
I am so not a prediction person. I am the most pragmatic person that it's a detriment to my relationship with God often because I'm so pragmatic.
As a pragmatist, tell me your thoughts then on my. I don't know if that's a word, pragmatist. I just made it up.
It is. It sounds protagonist.
Yeah,
it's close. Anyway.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
No, I really hate Instagram stories in life. Like, I just personally, as a user, I'm just like, why do I have to go on this feed and then I have to go this way? Like, don't make me go this way. I think it's used. So there's obviously to me, like, there's something like I'm not getting it, but sometimes with social media, if you don't get it, it's kind of like if you have dry times with God, like sometimes you just need to push through and create that habit and through that, there'll be life and thriving through that. And I think sometimes that you just have to get it. Yeah. And I think I realize more and more, you know, I'm going into 2017 as I'm going to be turning 30 in April. And I know that 30. I'm going to be turning 30 in April. And so like, I'm less and less going to be a core user. I'm moving towards being not the young person. I'm still young, but there's younger people at this.
Yeah.
And so I need to understand that. And maybe the same way I'm used to the feed, they're used to dual feeds. You know, there's a lot of potential there. So I think that might be more common. I think in 2017, I still think curation is one of the most powerful things with the internet. Yep. I notice it I find more and more, I enjoy music, but I'm not somebody who like deep dives into like music. But what I find is like, I love Spotify's playlists. Mm. Like I can just search for I read a lot and like, I they do like the intense studying playlist with no lyrics.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so Spotify has gotten to this curation that they got me because I can just go mood and I can pick stuff and the same thing, internet and so forth. Like that is such a powerful thing. I still think podcasts, I think we're going to see more podcast networks. Yeah. Gathering together and I think more linking together. I've thought about this with you used to have, and I still think you'll have these, but it used to be where you had the expert, you put him in front of the camera and they would talk. Yeah. I think you see more group thought in podcasts and in training. I think that will continue to be a trend.
Yeah.
And I also think more people will do like short run stuff, like more concentrated seasons than maybe weekly. And so you're going to have two different type of markets where you have the weekly, you know, us, it's kind of like we're always pushing. And then you have the people that are high content. And I think you're going to have a lot more deep dive and more concentration and more curation. I'm excited. I think it's going to be super fun. I will say my last prediction.
Yes.
Prediction. It's kind of a twofold. The Spurs will miss the playoffs and the Lakers will make it.
I cannot wait to revisit this at the end.
Even the Lakers,
when I've already traveled San Antonio for the parade and done the
Oh my goodness! Oh yeah, the best shooting percent. The Golden State Warriors are just going to literally. They're just going to like just sweep. They're just going to sweep through in everything. Even LeBron James can't stop it. God already gave him a championship last year. He is done.
The Lakers, since they lost Pau Gasol, has been a slow ride down. And I get it. Like we've got Pau. We've got Pau and
Pau is amazing.
Back to the trophy. Hey,
you got a great person. Lakers never really fully appreciated Pau Gasol. I always loved him. Yep. He dealt with Kobe's ego so well. He's a team player. He is perfect for the Spurs.
Perfect for the Spurs, who are the perfect team that God loves.
No, they're still, they are as entertaining as their jersey colors.
That okay. I'll give you that. All right. Well, thanks everybody for a great 2016 and being a part of the Social Media Church community. We love you guys. We're excited about 2017. We're going to bring you great interviews, great insights, and continue to invest in this community in 2017. So thanks for being a part. We'll see you next year.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the host, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the host. Thanks again for listening.